Leave Russia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Ukraine is telling its citizens there. After Russian troops moved into eastern Ukraine in two territories it now considers independent republics.
It's dangerous for President Putin, who runs an authoritarian regime, to have a successful democratic country next to him.
That's Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba.
Russian President Vladimir Putin laid out his demands for Ukraine once again. He said he wants all advanced weapons out of Ukraine, and he wants Ukraine to renounce permanently any desire to join NATO.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kyiv. The U.S. and our allies have imposed sanctions on Russia.
That means we've cut off Russia's government from Western finance.
And President Biden warns if Russia goes deeper into Ukraine, more sanctions will come.
But Republican criticism has been strong and swift, saying the president's response doesn't go far enough. Senator Ben Sasse says it's, quote, too little, too late. And Senator Lindsey Graham tweeting this, the sanctions outlined are woefully inadequate to deter Putin's efforts to redraw the European map and dismember a neighboring democracy.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, a helicopter crash in Hawaii on the island of Kauai has left four U.S. Navy contractors dead at the Pacific Missile Range facility. No one survived. Days after the weeks-long trucker convoy protesting COVID mandates was cleared out in Canada's capital and some arrested, something similar may be headed to Washington. So D.C. and Capitol Police will get help from 700 National Guard troops, and fencing could go back up around the Capitol. D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton.
I think the public is going to hold all of us accountable. Precisely because we've gone through this before and we ought to know what to do by now.
A sheriff's deputy is in a hospital in Florida after being shot last night. There's a manhunt for a registered sex offender believed to be the gunman. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. In addition to U.S. sanctions on Russia for its invasion in eastern Ukraine, President Biden is sending more American troops to more countries nearby. Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, all NATO members. He's already sent U.S. forces to Poland. And Congress is watching closely.
Even though President Biden said several times American forces won't go into Ukraine, a bipartisan group of House members is calling on him to consult with Congress if he does consider that. The 43 lawmakers who signed a letter to the president range from as far left as Ilhan Omar to as far right as Louis Gohmert. In that letter, the lawmakers said the American people, through their representatives in Congress, deserve to have a say before U.S. troops are placed in harm's way. The War Powers Act would require consulting Congress before launching a military attack. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are on the rise, and so are markets overseas that have to worry about the Russian invasion and sanctions dragged the Dow down almost 500 points. The Nasdaq lost 166. The Olympics are over. They ended over the weekend, and fewer Americans watched.
This year's Olympics took a tumble in the ratings. NBC's Beijing Winter Games, which aired across the network's broadcast, cable, and streaming platforms, attracted an average audience of 11.4 million primetime viewers over its 2.5-week run. That's a 42% drop from the also low-rated Pyeongchang Olympics in 2018. Its best night was February 13th, when it grabbed a little over 21 million viewers. The show that preceded it was Super Bowl XXVI, which had 112 million viewers. The Tokyo Summer Olympics were the lowest rated summer games since NBC began broadcasting them in 1988. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Super Bowl 56, by the way. And Team USA came in fifth at the Olympics, 25 medals. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.